Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
This one, the finale of a four-game set. Jameson Taillon going against Colin Ray. A solo homer from Cody Bellinger in the first inning, though, opened the scoring for the Cubs. No problem for the Brewers. A two-out rally would form out of nowhere in the second inning. Gary Sanchez, remember that name for later on, started the scoring.
His pitch. Fly ball left field. Happ gets behind it. Adames back to tag. Catch is made. Throw coming home. It is not in time. We're tied 1-1.
Jeff Levering's call here on WTMJ. That would spark the rally. So that the sac fly was the second out of the inning. After Gary, Sal Frelick would manage a single up the middle. He's on first base, and Joey Ortiz at the plate.
1-2 on Ortiz. Taillon throws. And a line drive. Pass Morel down the left field line. Frelick's on the move. He's going to be sent around third. The throw from Happ is going to be late. Sal Frelick dives under the tag of Amaya. The Brewers have the lead.
That was one heck of a slide from Sal Frelick, scoring all the way from first on a double, also with two strikes. But wait, they still weren't done in the second.
And a line drive base hit for Perkins. Ortiz will be sent. He'll score. It's a three-run second inning. The hits keep coming for the Brewers' offense.
They made Taillon throw 30 pitches in the inning as they take the 3-1 lead. Colin Ray would roll into the sixth inning when he was pulled there for Yoel Piamps. He did his job. Piamps returned then for the seventh inning, still leading 3-1. Faced two batters, allowed one man to reach. Then Pat Murphy went to his best reliever. He went to Brian Hudson with the lefty Pete Curl Armstrong due. But then Craig Counsell countered, you can see that coming, to go with Seiya Suzuki off the bench. And Suzuki would get his first pinch hit of the season, and it was a home run. It tied the game at 3. All of a sudden, you're thinking, oh man, here we go again. Battle of the bullpens. In the bottom of the seventh inning, though, the Brewers would manufacture a run. A two-out walk by Blake Perkins. He stole second base. He got to third on a wild pitch. And just put it in play, good things happen for Bryce Turay.
Runner 90 feet away, 3-3 ball game. Leiter, the pitch. Curve ball tapped out in front of the mound. Leiter off the mound. Fields jumps and goes at first. Not in time! Turay beat it out! A swinging bunt out in front of the mound. It scores Perkins, and the Brewers have a 4-3 lead.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. So you still got Brian Hudson on the mound. Give him the ball for the eighth inning and figure it out for the ninth. Well, Christopher Morel would go deep. He would tie the game at 4 apiece. Then in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Brewers once again trying to manufacture runs. A pair of walks, put runners on first and second. Owen Miller came off the bench, but he grounded into a double play. Runner on third. Two outs and a full count to Gary Sanchez.
Right now it's Sanchez against Tyson Miller. The payoff. Fly ball, center field. Back. Track. Gone! Gary Sanchez in the bottom of the eighth gives the Brewers a lead. The Kraken rises.
Gosh, I love that call. That was really good. Jeff Levering once again. That would be the final score. The Brewers win it by a final of 6-4. Elvis Peguero got his second career save, first of the season. What a day. What a fun day. Noon first pitch and had all the fireworks you could imagine. The homestand continues with the Southsiders coming to town. The White Sox, we'll talk about them toward the end of the show. Up next, we're going to hear from Pat Murphy. We're going to hear from Gary as well. I want to hear what you have to say about today and about the series as a whole. 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. Brewers win. They win the series. They're in first place. Vibes are immaculate. Stay with us here on 620 WTMJ.